Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
One of the perks of Carrie and Tommy is their premium attitude every day. And NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/Green Pass. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon,
well, this
guys.
This is a bit different, isn't it?
Isn't it? Because I feel like we're on top of the world.
Well, we're on top of Mount Buller is where we are.
That's more accurate. That's far more accurate. There are high peaks, but few more beautiful.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this. We're broadcasting a whole show from Mount Buller today. We're going to conquer some fears. We're going to shred. What else are we doing?
We're hucking sick filth.
Hucking sick filth.
Because how are you? I'm surprised you sound so calm.
Okay, so here's the thing. The last time I had to go on this chairlift, I was with my 7 and 8 year old cousins, and I had a panic attack and made them sing me happy birthday the whole 4 minute trip.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've just turned around and seen that the chairlift stopped. Does it stop often?
It stops often, yeah. That's okay.
Oh, anyway, so I'm feeling so much more confident with my fear of heights that I'm going to do this without no happy birthdays, nothing, just me and the chairlift as one.
So all the surprises we had for you, you want us to cancel?
What were they?
No, we won't.
Just don't like do funny jokes where you pretend to throw me off or anything, okay?
That
we throw you off the chair.
You sound like you're trembling as you say it.
No, I'm getting nervous now that we're getting close. Anyway, the rest of the show, what are you going to do? You're going to teach us to snowboard?
Yeah. We're going to get out
master,
there. We're going to throw
and we're up. Your
absolutely
apprentices.
Not. I've not snowboarded in years, so if I don't tear a muscle, it'll be interesting.
This is Jesse's first time seeing snow.
Have you thrown a snowboard, someone yet?
Nah.
But what are you waiting for?
Don't give away the surprises for the chair.
Okay, anyway, let's go get on the chair.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Mount Buller for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
Okay, where do I stand? Okay, we're doing this. I'm going on the chairlift.
Because you're
going
to be so fine here.
I am going to be so fine, aren't I?
Look
my heart's pounding.
Look how small that
I know,
human
that's
is.
What's intimidating when the five-year-olds can get on it without worrying. Okay, this is my first time on this chairlift in about a decade. And last time I had a panic attack. Why are you pushing me? Am I meant to go here or? Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, to next
okay,
chair.
Okay, ready?
All right, okay. It's coming round.
All right,
see,
do we sit on this? Is this what we're
going because
on?
That kid's about three.
Okay. Yep, sure. Yep, okay.
Oh, mate, this is easy.
Okay.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Yep, good. All right, all right.
Fine.
Okay,
look at
this.
That kid. That kid didn't even make a sound.
All right.
The worst, it only goes to, 200 metres higher? Ooh, watch your nuts.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Press it down so that it's definitely locked.
All right, we're off and away.
Okay. And we're up.
Because you've done great.
Okay.
Also, the great news is there's absolutely no turning back now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Does it help if you look
around.
Up or down?
I don't know.
Okay. Does it help if we talk about other fears?
Yeah.
Spiders?
No.
Sharks?
Nah.
The venomous snakes that can kill you in this country.
Okay, this is good.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like when we go over the bumpy bit.
That's just the loophole.
What's the chance that we can get all the way without it stopping? I'm doing it.
You're doing great.
I'm feeling good.
I'm very proud.
I'm feeling
good.
You're
doing almost as well as the 3-year-old on the chair in front
stop.
Of us.
Yeah, I can't even see him. He's so little that the seats
here. Is that a fake snow machine?
Okay.
Or is it a snowboard?
A snowmaker. Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
It is stunning.
Look, you know how good
you
are.
No, I can't look out to the horizon.
But you know how good you're doing with your fear of heights. We're above the clouds.
I know.
Which means if you fall, you land on them and you're fine.
I so wanted to do this. I've talked myself through it all night.
How are you feeling now?
Now we're getting higher. Okay, I'm just going to close my eyes for a bit.
Okay. Do you know what's great? Well, you get rewarded at the end of this.
This is the bit where I start talking. My brain starts saying, it's very windy. My brain starts thinking I could slip out from under there.
You're absolutely fine. Yeah, that's between your nuts, mate.
I know.
Between your nuts.
Well, no. How do kids not fall out?
What do you mean? These are the safest lifts in the world.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't tested all of them.
Oh,
yeah, it says
so
open restraining bar before exit.
Yes.
At some point.
And also no smoking bickers, so put that little peace pipe away to calm you down.
Okay, I've got this. How far do you reckon we have to go?
You are over halfway. See the shed up there?
Is that the end?
That's that is halfway. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
that's
is
the
it?
End. That's the end.
Okay.
So we get off.
Oh my God, this is good.
And how long will it take to get down this run?
It depends how you guys go.
So 3 hours?
I don't know, maybe tomorrow.
No good. Oh, What happens if we're no good at snowboarding down? Can we walk down?
Hey, Bickers,
you
could be worse.
Down on your bum?
You could be doing that and walking up the hill.
I don't like the bumpy bit.
You've done so well.
Yeah, okay.
We're literally almost there.
Do you have a fear of anything? Do you have a fear of anything, Jess?
Yeah, open water does it for me.
What do you mean?
That's
you've been swimming everywhere.
We went on a swimming holiday.
You can wee yourself as much as you need to.
And Jess got hit by all the jellyfish. It was so cruel.
I still have scars from those.
Do you?
Yeah, actually.
So you don't get scars from them.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God, I've done it. And you didn't even have to sing Happy Birthday.
You've done excellent.
Can we sing Happy Birthday just for shits and giggles?
They say the last 50 metres is the most dangerous bit.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Not
that's
true.
They, no, they do.
Don't
that's
do that
not,
to
they
me.
Say that.
What about on the it's way like up when you started telling me stories from your time as a chairlift operator?
Wait, no, this is the part that I need to pay attention because Tommy's going to show us how to get out.
Don't do
get
that.
Get off with a board.
Okay.
No, well, I think they're going to stop it for us.
Guys, I've done it. I've done it. I've done it.
Good stuff.
I've done it.
All right.
Okay.
Here comes
that's
the dismount.
That's actually great, Vickers.
That's so good. You don't understand. When we got to Austria, I couldn't do it. Remember?
You did great.
Poor Ollie couldn't ski because I couldn't get it. Now what do we do? What do we do? Feet off. Feet off. What? Okay. Why is it? Okay. Look at the pro go. I did it!
Woo-hoo! All right, up next.
Yeah,
our snowboarding lesson.
Done.
Now, should we go to one of the adults' chairlifts?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from Mount Buller for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
Yes. I've just conquered the chairlift.
Yes.
And now it is time for me to hit the slopes.
Yes.
The bit that you people usually dread, the coming down the hill. You're like, I'm sweet. I'm good now.
Look, I've done the hard part.
We're about to learn to, I was going to say skateboard. It'd be good if I knew what the thing was called.
Honestly, it'd be just as hard.
What are we doing?
So,
snowboard with instructor Tommy.
So with all the beautiful instructors on the mountain
from
amazing parts of the world, why have a Swiss instructor called Sven when you can have a bloke that was born in Zone 2 and hasn't snowboarded in 5 years?
So now, Jess has never been to the snow.
No.
I have snowboarded once about 15 years ago, and I wasn't good. But I just feel like, you know when you feel it in your bones? I feel like this is my thing.
Yes, and confidence is the main thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like this is my calling.
So just once we get up, absolutely send it down the mountain.
So the first thing I learned was you will snowboard towards whatever you look at. So don't look at the trees.
Okay, so look ahead. Yeah. Look down
look
the hill.
Where you want to go.
But okay, yep,
but,
good.
But we're going to stand up in a second.
Yep, okay.
I'm just going to get a little bit of audio help here. So when you stand up.
Yep, okay.
I'll grab you and help you up. But you need to put your weight on your heels because are you ready?
Yep, okay.
One, two, three. Come on, it's a calling. It's a calling.
It's a calling.
It's a calling. There we go. Okay, now
okay, she's up now. She's back down again.
See, my student's trying to kill me.
She's semi up. So
okay,
she's
ready?
Squatting down on the board and he's lifted her up. She's up again and she's back down again. Sat down almost like a toddler would if they're
it
trying to learn
like
how to walk.
I've got a dummy and I'm just throwing
you,
it.
You're
around.
Not giving me any like back strength.
So
okay,
just wait. Ready? Just wait. Just wait. Wait. Okay. So when I pull you up, just stand up normally but with your legs bent a bit. At the moment, you're kind of giving out on your legs.
My board goes on your board though.
Yeah, so dig into your heels.
Okay,
you ready? One, two,
three. Oh, she's up again. All right, here we go. Straight legs.
Bend your legs.
And she's about to fall over. She's just...
Why are your legs so straight? Bend your legs. Why have you forgotten how to stand up with snowboarding?
Okay. I'm up.
She's up. She's got her knees bent.
Yeah, they're bent.
Hands are off.
Stop. I know how to stop.
Oh, no, they're just careering towards the end. Oh, no, now she's taken off. And now he's trying to stop her.
No one has ever snowboarded holding hands in a circle before.
Are we doing synchronized snowboarding?
I have no idea. And Jessie's all the way back there.
Oh, where's poor Jess? Jess, you're no.
Because was it your thing? Is it easy?
You've got to dig your heels in.
Yep.
So you dig whatever side is up the hill in. So what? Now your toes. So put your weight on your toes now.
Okay.
There you go.
That's how you stop.
And you should just be able to stay there.
Okay.
See how I can just stand here?
Okay. Yep.
Just stand like a normal human. toes. Yeah.
Toes.
Yeah.
Okay, toes.
So just stay there and then...
Toes. Okay.
Jessie.
Shall I just have a crack?
Have a go.
Have a go. You're pretty coordinated.
Remember,
you'll be right.
Dig your heels.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Jessie, ready? One, two, three, go. And he's...
Oh, go. Toes. Oh, no. Toes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Okay, now okay, I can okay, I can, okay, I can okay. take Jesse now. Hang on.
Okay,
hang on.
Don't, you can't take
go
us
down,
both.
Go down onto your knees.
Okay.
I've never been
okay,
more
hold
exhausted.
On. We're going to take a break. I need to turn around.
Yeah.
And on the other side of this break, we're going to attempt to go down together in unison.
Are we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll try that up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home. Live from Mount Buller, and we're about halfway down the slope. We're
that
killing it.
Is
let's, the not, let's not fool people. We're not halfway down because we've snowboarded halfway down.
Let's lie.
We walked half the way, and we've just taken 10 minutes to stand upright.
Jesse nearly took out about seven people, and he's only been 4 metres.
Yeah, because he said
forget,
send it.
Don't forget, this is my calling. I've always thought I'd be good at this, yeah, you know?
For someone who it's your calling, you're looking awkwardly like a baby giraffe. But one,
I look like
with
a baby
a lot of,
giraffe with most things that I do.
With a lot of potential toes. Oh, no. She's coming towards me. Okay. She's down.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
I'll turn around the Jesse. Right way. Oh, Jesse.
Oh, yes. I stopped, guys.
Ooh, oh, okay.
No, I haven't.
Heels, okay. heels. Fall.
Jesse's
I got
into
it.
The fence.
Up next, I want a proper lesson. I want you to get us from here to the bottom of the slope.
That is impossible.
Can you give it a try?
Of course.
It's my dream.
We still on air?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, we are live from Mount Buller.
It is snowing
Carrie and
Tommy. So much now.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it? It's like a winter wonderland.
Yes, a winter wonderland with two people.
Visibility is quite low, which is not going to be helpful when you can't find Jesse and I because we've snowboarded off into the
wilderness.
You just look
for the guy that's nailing it. You'll find me.
What's our sign? Do we have a cooey?
Well, Jesse's more of a...
heading towards a ski school of about four-year-old kids before.
Hey, the kids will stop you.
Okay.
It'll
so
take
now,
seven.
They're like little bollards.
Is this normally how people are taught to snowboard where you hold their hands down the mountain?
I've never taught anyone to snowboard before.
What? You've never taught? I thought you said that you could teach us.
What a fun no, time I, to find
I,
out.
Yeah, I did. But you know how you
oh
thought
God.
This is your calling?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought maybe snowboard teaching was my
well,
calling.
Certainly not, because it's taken 20 minutes and we've still only stood up.
That is Jesse's fault mainly.
Oh, okay, I made most of the progress down here, actually.
We're going to give it a crack. I'm ready to go. I've learned
okay.
how to stop. Lean back.
All right, Vic is in position.
And...
She's up on her feet.
Okay,
and off she goes. Tilts down the mountain.
Okay.
Far more dangerous for me than you.
And
she's going all right. She's still horizontal. Oh, she's dipped a toe. And away she goes.
Shit.
She leans very far forward.
Shit. I don't know if you should hold on to me.
Okay.
No, I'm worried. I'm worried okay. that you're going to hurt yourself.
I'm fine.
Are you?
Are you actually worried that I'm going to hurt myself?
Yeah, I am worried that you're going to put the board in my face.
You've got to... So that's not me hurting myself.
I'm worried I'm going to hurt myself.
I've forgotten we're on air and we're just having a chat
I'm
now.
I'm worried you're going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so why can't I get this?
Maybe you're a bit uncool. Well, here.
Oh, my God.
I let go of her for 2 seconds, and she's now stuck in the ski
okay,
school
hold on.
Fence.
How do I get back?
I don't know, mate. You didn't want to be helped.
No, I'm just worried that you were going to hurt yourself by holding me. Okay, how do I get up? Do I go on my knees?
I think you're on your own here, Vic.
Carrie's now crawling out of the ski school.
At least you've kept your dignity.
Okay.
You know what these instructors are saying to the kids? They're like, that's why you get lessons.
Okay, how do I get up? How do I get up the hill?
Oh.
And she got
now
a big snotty.
That was the biggest snowball I've ever seen. It came straight from your nose.
Okay. How do I get up back up there?
Well, you'd be...
Do I take one off?
No. Just stand up and go down.
I can't because it's uphill. How do
no,
you snowboard
uphill?
No, it's not.
This way downhill.
Okay. I got this.
But she's getting ready to get back up. She's on all fours. She's leaning over. She's on her knees now.
Oh, my God. She's just... I've never seen...
I wasn't this uncaught skiing. I just want you to know. Okay? I've really had visions of me as, like, this little snow bunny snowboarding down the hill.
What? Not caught up in a fence with a snot rocket coming at your face?
Snot coming out of
it's the least of your problems.
Okay, hold on. I've got to put the mic down so I can flip
okay,
back.
Can we... Because I don't think we have time for Australia to listen to you learning to snowboard. So we might get another song on.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, live from Mount Buller, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Jesse is so far away from us, we can barely hear him.
Okay.
We're on the same... Okay. Now, this is your last
okay.
chance
okay.
before we go
You're
in.
You're giving up on me, aren't you?
No,
You're
I'm not.
Giving up on me?
I'm not.
Okay,
it's
I just
last
want to make
time
it across
you...
the mountain.
I know, but okay. do you want me to help or not?
I do want
last
help.
Time you said you didn't want help and then you ended up in a fence.
I do want help. I just don't want to get hurt.
No,
okay, let's
no,
go.
I've got snow rockets.
Okay. What are snow rockets?
Snow rockets.
Oh, it's not rockets. Okay.
So, okay. yeah,
yep,
wait
okay.
on your heels.
Yeah. Wait on my heels. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Okay, let's go.
And then just and look down
there. Shuffling
and
back out. She's actually pretty good. She might be on here. Away they go. She dips her toe down the hill and starts to move. Oh, and they hesitate. She stops again.
Gravity's not helping us.
She's just struggling to get away from the fence. She keeps dipping back towards the fence.
Okay, I'm going that way.
Yeah, good.
I'm going that way. Yeah. I'm going that way. I feel like I'm not
away she goes, and she somehow manages to slide back towards the fence, almost takes someone else out.
That's our second fence for the day. Are you okay?
Oh, shit. I'm not cut out for
We've got an independent observer here. Sir, can we get a quick score out of 10?
10.
10, there we go.
Okay.
Great work.
No, I'm not giving up, guys. You can do what you want. Go keep walking. I'm going to
mark okay. Let's. Okay. Shall we head inside?
I'll be on the slope.
I realise I said that. I don't know how she's going to get inside.
Thanks, Eli. Okay. Oh! Oh!
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and we are live from Mount Buller this afternoon. Carrie and Tommy still out on the slopes attempting to master the snowboard. So while they're busy doing that, let's do this.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents
F-R-I-D-A-Y-Z
Fridays Live.
Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore,
TLC,
Akon,
Craig David,
and many more. Tickets on sale now from frontiertouring.com.
Yes, this is massive. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, Shaggy, and heaps more. If you want tickets to this, they are going quick. I'm pretty sure they're sold out in most of the cities around the country, so get onto it. Our winner for a double pass today is Priscilla, queen of the tickets, as she has been dubbed by our team. If you want your tickets, go and get your hands on them. Friday's Live, Australia's biggest party returns, Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, and loads more. Playing across the country this November. Tickets on sale now from frontiertouring.com. Up next, how Bickers and Tommy have gone out on the slopes. It's Carrie and Tommy live from Mount Buller.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Beyonce's Break My Soul. It's Carrie and Tommy live from Mount Buller. And has it broken your soul, Carrie?
No, I'm annoyed at web guy Eli. He stopped filming as I got so good.
Hang on. You've always said that web guy Eli has most beautiful eyes. What's happened to that?
No, he doesn't have beautiful eyes today. Today I'm cross because I just mastered snowboarding and he stopped rolling as I got good and he came back in to edit. And so, now I look like someone that can't snowboard and I got good.
So you said you thought it might be a calling.
I mean, a calling's a stretch. I didn't get that good. But I did stand up and make it down the mountain on my own.
Okay.
You're the experienced snowboarder. How do you feel about it?
Snowboard coach.
Coach. You're really
black belt. Do they have belts? Don't check it.
Did I not get good by the end?
I thought you were really good. But I need to know what happened in your head at the end. Because both Jesse and I agreed, you went to walk off and you were like, well, you guys go have your fun. That was your last words.
Yeah.
And then you walked in here and we looked at each other and said, what are we meant to do except follow you?
You better go and have some fun.
Were you annoyed at something?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, I was annoyed at Web Guy Eli, but I wasn't annoyed at you guys.
Oh.
I was just annoyed that he stopped filming because he thinks it's funnier if I look unco for content.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you would like to see
no
that.
No one got to come on the real journey where by the end I stood up on my own and that was quite an achievement.
So do you think you just looked unco for content?
I did look unco for content. No, I did look like a baby giraffe for the first half.
You
and
looked
then
like
I
those
got,
toys. You know those toys where you press the button and all their legs buckle?
I was thinking one of those wiggly arm-waving inflatable tube men.
I can't believe at some stage you said, I'm worried that you might hurt me, to me. And at once that you were falling down the mountain and just dragging me along.
Yes, but that was all. We've got vision of all that. Where's the vision of me when I became a pro snowboarder at the end? Okay, not a pro, but I managed to stand up on my
own. This is much like the lift. Do you remember how we were going on and I was like, that's good, that's great, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we got overtaken. And I'm like, that's okay, that happens on the slopes. And then we looked at who overtook us.
and it was a dead body and a three-year-old. And they were the two things.
What about the guy that came down so fast, I thought he was going to clean me off the mountain?
Well, he was out of control. I said, he doesn't know how to snowboard. What he's going to stack.
Guys, stop talking about me. I'm right here. Right.
Anyway, just Jesse, for anyone
he
listening,
got down the mountain.
I made it down the last half on my own.
So okay. This is what I think is fun, because obviously when Eli stopped filming, you got quite good, right?
Quite good. Okay. I got okay. I was able to do it on my own.
Yes.
Without you holding my hand.
Yes.
And thank you. You're an amazing instructor. And look how good you instructed me. I could
fantastic.
Do it on my own.
So this is why it's great. 13 10 60, give us a call. What did you think you were good at and everyone else thought you were rubbish at?
I was not. Honestly, who is better, me or Jesse?
I mean, I don't want to battle for the bottom, because Eli will win again. But 13-10-60. Yeah.
Or 13-10-60, what were you amazing at no one saw because they weren't rolling it?
Or because I was halfway up the mountain on my own. But yeah, I get it.
Well, records, so many things could have been achieved.
Halfway up the mountain.
Damn it.
I'm going to ski so fast, I'll be halfway up the mountain. Give us a call, 13-10-60. What were you horrible at but thought you nailed? Give us a call.
And if you have missed any of it, download the listener app, check out the catch-up. It's Carrie and Tommy live from Mount Buller.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy live at Mount Buller, skiing all through September. And coming up very soon, guys, we're giving away an all-expenses-paid trip to Mount Buller as well.
Well, we were just planning our after-party, which is what you can do up here as well. Yes. You can eat, drink, and be merry.
The only thing better than the ski is the après ski.
Yum.
Because...
what's my snowboarding name, do you think?
The Dud.
Oh, I got good. Just no one was filming when I got good.
I think you're great at so many things, and so it's nice to find your weakness.
Did I, by the end of it, were you surprised how good I got?
I was surprised, but it certainly wasn't how good you got. At one stage, you were heading towards the road, and your whole body just buckled. Even though you were 20 metres away.
Okay, the last 50 metres had no help from you, and I zigzagged my way down the mountain just fine. Thank you.
Can I tell you something that I've heard through passing, what? And I don't know if it's meant to be brought up on air.
What?
Oh, Jesse, I don't know where
you're going here.
So there were moments, so you're so courageous, right? And there were moments where you get like 10 metres away from something and your whole body would just buckle and fall over. Like it'd be a tree and you just buckle. And it'd be under the lift and you just buckle. And then...
It's a great way to stop.
We saw one of our colleagues up here, Nick Cody, and he said it was so funny. Bickers said to me, God, before I had kids, I wasn't scared of anything. And now I just think I'm going to die all the time.
I did see him when we got off on the way here.
I was like, that explains a lot of the
because
makeup.
I could see the trees about 200 metres away and I thought, I'm going to hit them and die.
And
so I just sit on the ground.
Don't look at them.
My fear of heights. I'm telling you, it's getting worse as I'm getting older. Although I did master the chairlift. I'm very happy.
You were great on the
anyway,
chairlift.
We've asked on 13, 10, 60. Well, I want to know what you're good at and no one saw because I did get good at it.
And I want to know the true thing, which is what do you think you're awesome at but you actually suck at?
Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I was really good on the slopes, Jason. I just want you to know.
Well,
don't go
like
look
it.
At the video at Carrie Tell Me Show.
Jason.
I'm going to have a look after this.
Jason, it's awful. It's one of... You've never seen a bigger bunch of like 3 and 4 year olds just scoot past someone as for some reason their legs don't work and they just fall down a hill.
Jason, what do you think you're good at and no one else thinks you're good at it?
Well, I reckon I'm pretty good at housework, but the wife reckons I'm pretty ordinary.
And so who's correct?
Well, look, I do my best, but, you know, I would say it's pretty clean, but she seems to think it's pretty ordinary, so...
Yes.
Yeah, truth's probably like somewhere in the middle.
You've been tucking into Bickers' stash there. Okay, so let's go to Alana. G'day, Alana.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good, Alana. What are you amazing at? Like me, it's snowboarding.
Well, it was a one-hit wonder, but it was Pixar Golf. One time we went with our neighbours and, you know, how they have, like, the sections and it gets harder as you go. I was at the last one and we're all sort of being idiots and our friends were filming. And, of course, I was like, watch this, I'm going to do it. And I got the hole-in-one on the hardest one with the roundy bounces and everything. And I didn't even realise they were. Everyone was like, "Oh my god, you got it, you got it!" And then when our neighbours, our friends, went to show me the video, did he press record? No.
Oh my god! So no one saw it, Alana. That's just like me. No one saw me. I could be in the Olympics next round, whenever that is.
Next round. Alana. Just so you know, you were talking about this golf, like we all know what you're talking about. We've got no idea what you're talking about.
It's mini golf, isn't it? Like putt-putt.
Mini golf, but it's just Pixar related. Like, you know, so everything was
themed. For kids.
Yeah. Oh no, not.
Oh, Carrie was on the kids one as well.
I was on the magic carpet.
Carrie was getting overtaken by
the magic carpet. Is such a funny.
It's a
beautiful. No, you weren't on the magic carpet. You were stuck in the fence.
Connected to the magic carpet. What about Brandy? Brandy, talk to me.
Hey, how are you? Kerry, I thought you might like this. A couple of years ago, I thought I'd be really good at snowboarding because I'm pretty handy on a skateboard, can surf, and it was probably day one, half an hour into a six-day snow trip, and I broke three ribs coming off my snowboard on the slopes.
Oh, no, you got to quit while you're ahead, Brandy. That's why I did one run down, and I was like, I'm out.
That's not ahead.
No, that's very early on.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy live at Mount Buller skiing all through September. Carrie and Tommy.
Sorry.
Ski like a local and save up to 40% midweek all September. And guys, we're going to be giving away a trip very, very soon.
And coming up soon. An animal has saved someone's life during a heart attack.
Oh my God.
And an animal is also separate animal. Dialed 911.
911. When you need a nun, ASAP.
What? I'm finished. Hold on.
No, that was good enough for us. If you want a ski trip to Mount Buller, all expenses paid.
Which animal is which? I'm going to tell you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy live from Mount Buller. Ski like a local and save up to 40% midweek all September. And let's give away a trip here.
Let's do it. Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere. Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere. Bulla, 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 snow is everywhere.
Snow is everywhere. Snow is everywhere. Carrie and Tommy's mouthful. Sorry. Mouthful of Bulla.
Mount Buller, ski like a local and save up to 40% midweek all September. Get it together and bring it back to me.
Now,
you've got to get up here. You got to come party up here. It is so fun. We're giving away return flights to Melbourne, chauffeur to Mount Buller, accommodation at the chalet, ski gear and lift hire, $600 worth of snow dough and more, and you can come and have the weekend of your life.
It is literally the trip of a lifetime where you get to sit on top of the world and look at.
And if you've never done places. It, it's actually so easy.
But here's the problem.
You and me, mate. Ski champions.
Ski champions, and you were just on snowboards.
Check it out on the listener app, guys. We killed it.
Hey, here's the problem, right? You look out our window here from where we are, and there is just acres and acres of the most pristine snow you've ever seen. And then for this competition, what I have to do is have a mouthful of snow and then say a sentence. And if the listeners can guess what it is, they win the trip. I've been given, and I'm colourblind, but what colour is the snow? I've been given an esky of snow.
No, that's yellow. No, they wouldn't do. Is there a reason you're doing it and not me?
I'm absolutely calling
their bluff. Has someone peed in that before?
I don't know, but I've been given an esky of yellow snow.
That looks fine.
Look at it in there. No. Definitely yellow in there.
Oh, yeah. That
isn't it?
And look out there.
But, I mean, it is snow from outside. It's going to be a little bit.
No, that's the most beautiful white.
Maybe they grabbed it off the footbar.
Has the most stunning snow you've ever seen, and yet I'm giving an esky of just tangerine dreams here. I'm going to call our producer's bluff.
And you're going to have a go?
Yeah, I'm going.
While you have a go, I'm going to talk to Chanel. Hey, Chanel.
Hello. How you going?
Good. Yep. You want to get going? Oh, is it cold?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's putting more in. Chanel, we're going to get going. We're going to do this. You want to come to Buller, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's your sentence you got to get right.
I'm a polar bear.
I'm Chanel. A polar bear?
No. Out. All right. Next one up. Adam, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
You can spit it out in between.
Hang on.
Yeah, spit it out and go again. Otherwise, we're just not going to hear. Oh, gross. Adam, how much do you want to come and hit the slopes?
Oh, so I've been watching your videos this afternoon. It sounds like you're having the best time, so it'd be incredible.
Oh, my God. Adam, how good am I on the snowboard, hey?
You were very funny. They just put it that way, Gary.
All right, Adam, Tommy's about to take a mouthful of ice and then he's going to give you a sentence.
Adam, I hope you appreciate this because this is my second mouthful of yellow snow I've taken today, so here we go.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's hard to get in there, isn't it? Oh, okay. Okay. Ready, set, go.
I'm a polar man.
Adam.
I'm a polar man.
No, Kirsty's up next. Kirsty, are you there?
Hello, I am. Hello.
Okay, you ready to play?
Hello. I am.
Okay, great. Tommy's about to take a mouthful of ice.
Why do I keep going first cup?
It's good. I think it's good.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
it just gives your mouth a break in between.
Is it? Okay.
Okay, take your mouthful and here's your sentence, Kirsty.
I'm a cold one.
Kirsty.
Is it cold as ice?
What was it?
I'm as cold as ice.
Yes! You're coming to Fuller, Kirsty!
Yay! Woo! Oh my God, that is so cool!
An all expenses paid trip up the mountain, babe.
Yes! Wow, cool! I've got to get my snowboard out. I'm so excited.
You're going to have the best time. It's absolutely beautiful up here. Before we let you go, I do need to know from our producers, what was the yellow? Was it Gatorade or something? It was piss, wasn't it?
You're right.
It was you,
right?
Wasn't.
Sure. It's all thanks to Mount Buller. Book now for a mountain events and après ski all September.
So fun.
Carrie,
see you
Tommy,
up here, Kirsty.
Live from Mount Buller.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Tommy, we are live from Mount Buller. And don't forget, guys, you can live health first with NIB today, nib.com.au. But no,
let's talk about NIB for a bit. Please, Jesse. Check out their Green Pass membership offering. You get affordable and personalised support to help you on your journey to better health. Perfect if you're not ready to commit to health insurance.
I thought you were going to say if you're not ready for commitment. This would be perfect for you.
That is perfect for me. Thank you.
Can I tell you about the animal calling 911? Is it time?
Let's go.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
First, I'm going to talk to you about the animal that saved a woman's life. So how's this? Sam, 42, she's asleep. She's walked the dogs, come home.
Don't call her an animal.
No, she's not the animal.
Sorry.
Fast asleep, 4:30 a.m., she wakes up to her cat Billy pounding his paws on her chest and meowing to her.
Billy, in another room, please.
Meowing to her to wake up. And she thought that was weird. And she kind of went to go back to sleep and then Billy kept pounding. So she woke up, she opened her eyes again. And then she realised she couldn't move her body. So she grabbed the phone that was next to her. All she could
so
do was grab the phone.
Her body,
she could move her arm, not the rest. She couldn't get up. She couldn't move her legs. So she grabbed the phone next to her and called her mum.
This story is falling to pieces.
And then her mum
took her
to hospital and she'd had a heart attack. And if it wasn't for the cat pounding on her chest, the cat obviously sensed she was having a heart attack while she was in her sleep.
I don't believe any of this. You just literally said the sentence, she couldn't move any of her body, only to grab the phone next to her.
Like, I don't know the details.
Billy
but
grabbed
she...
it. That's why he saved her life.
Okay, well, don't you joke about animals phoning things, because can we
don't
also
you joke about animals phoning?
I
can
wasn't.
We also
very specific?
Can we also talk about Root, who's a capuchin monkey? Root.
What?
A capuchin monkey.
Okay. A cappuccino.
Capuchin.
A cappuccino monkey. Sometimes they're a latte.
Is it the capuchin?
Yes.
A capuchin monkey called
capuchin.
Root. What?
Kaput double chin.
He is in California and police.
Who's this? Root?
Root.
Root.
Root. Root was in California.
He would be an oat milk capuchin.
Stop.
Thank you.
See ya.
No, that was great.
Are you finished?
Anyway, back to the root.
Okay. So police dispatchers received a 911 call, right? And then it hung up. So they called the number back again. And they couldn't get hold of anyone. No one answered. And they were like, okay, obviously this person.
They called the number back
when they dispatched.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, no one answered. So they went in trace of this number and they found the phone in a zookeeper's little cart that goes around the zoo.
What?
And they realised that the monkey, capuchin monkey called Root, had called 911 from the keeper's phone.
Oh.
But about
trying to make a break.
Apparently, they grab stuff all the time and push buttons. There's nothing happening.
Oh, why did it call 911 out of all the numbers?
I don't know.
The lady was
naughty
having
monkey.
A heart attack and the cat was just smacking.
And fine, we got time for one more. Do you want to hear about the single woman and her landlord, or do you want to hear about the sewage system in the beaches of England?
Nah.
You've got to pick one.
I want to hear about the sewage.
Do you? I think the single woman's better. So how's his? Emily lives in Italy, right? And she
got... Okay, Dr. Seuss.
I thought Emily was in Paris, but...
She got a... where's the sheet of paper I need? Maybe I'm going to have to tell you about the sewage. She...
I can't believe I said no, and you're like...
I know, there was a piece of paper I had, but I've lost it. Half a champagne and
Dr.
I've lost my mind.
Don't tell them you've been...
I haven't. I was just saying that's what it would feel like. So Emily has a landlord, and the landlord texted her to tell her that a man was waiting downstairs.
Just a story about you and you're the landlord.
No, that a man, John, was waiting downstairs and said, is John going to be a regular? She said, ha-ha, I'll come down and get him. And then he said, is John going to be a
A story that you're reading us?
Is John going to be a regular guest? And she said, no, in fact, John is just a good friend and he's gay. And the landlord responded, well, you can get a straight guy. Did you just swear? You can get a straight guy here if you learn to cook some pasta. How about you come to my room on Sunday and I'll show you how to make risotto. Then you'll get married and get out of my face.
Also, risotto, not a pasta. Just for anyone playing at home.
No, it's rice.
No, it's rice.
Sorry.
A Boreo.
No, you bore me.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials
at Carrie Tommy Show.
Well, that was another show full of premium content and perky smiles. NIB's Green Pass gives you health perks without the premiums. Join Basic Green Pass for free to put your health first. Visit nib.com.au/greenpass.